A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel come up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. He cried out in a loud voice to the four angels who were given power to damage the land and the sea. Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the Israelites. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet, so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure, as he is pure. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the first reading we heard proclaimed. The angel said, "Do not damage the land or the sea or the trees until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." Seals. You are probably familiar with a special operation team employed by our military called the Navy SEALs. It was in existence towards the end of World War II, not really established until about the mid-60s. It is their task to go in quietly to rescue people. That's the primary objective. To get them out, hopefully no casualties, and to do it without any notice. We have heard them in the past. As a matter of fact, just the other day, they were called upon to rescue a young man who was captured in Niger and was going to be held for ransom to get his father to pay money. The president gave the order to send them in. They went, acted very quickly, came out, got him out freely, and none of the Americans were hurt or harmed. The Navy SEALs. That's one group of people who have that title, SEALs. But in our readings for today, and primarily in the first reading, we also hear a group of SEALs, if you want to call it, which we can also be a part of them. And that is what we heard in our first reading, talking about the saints. Our first reading was taken from the book of Revelation, the very last book in the Bible. And as I call it, it can be the scariest book in the Bible because of all the visions that are given. But that was not the intent of the author. We believe the author was St. John the Apostle or St. John the Evangelist, who wrote this to give hope to people because of what was going on at the time. Terrible persecution, these people were suffering. St. John had some persecution, but they forced him to live on an island called Patmos. So he could only place in his mind and only dream what was going on to his fellow Christians. So this letter was written to give them inspiration. And in our passage for today, where it is taken, there were to be seven seals that were to be read to the people, and things were going to happen. The one after the first was going to be worse. So everyone, it was a worse vision that was given. It was to be what was to happen at the end of time. In our passage, right before the seventh seal was going to be opened and read, the angel said, "Let's wait just a moment. There are some very outstanding people who have lived a holy life. Some of them have been put to death. We're going to mark them with a seal. These are the people that when the world comes to an end, they are the ones that are going to enjoy the blessed vision of God in his heavenly kingdom." And so they were marked. Now, in sacred scripture, especially in the book of Revelation, numbers are weighed. And some numbers are called perfect numbers. Number 3, 7, and 12. So the number that was listed was 144,000. And for you mathematicians, I believe the root of that number is 12. So you times that to show these people have reached perfection. Now, if you literally read the Bible, you're going to say, well, there's only 144,000 people going to be saved. It's to show that it is a grand number, a number that can't really be counted. And that's the number of people that should be hopefully saved. And we get an indication that when they achieve that, they are truly blessed, because it said their white robes were washed in the blood of Lamb. White has signified a sign of joy. And withholding palm branches, one meaning is that some people suffered martyrdom, but in this case it is to show the great gladness that they endured the test of time in this life. So if you want, you could say the saints are a group of seals. But you know, we are called to do the same. We are called, if you want to say, be part of their number. We are called because of the seal that was placed on our foreheads at confirmation. If you recall when you stood before the bishop and he anointed you, whatever name you chose for confirmation, he said, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. God gives the Holy Spirit to help us and protect us, to mark us right away, to know that we hope to be in the number of the saints. God gives us grace in so many ways, and he does not discriminate. He didn't give the saints any more grace than he gives you and me. But it's how well do we use that grace so that we can strive to live a holy life. You and I can be holy. You and I know to turn away from sin. It takes our determination and the grace of God to help us. So as we honor today in the church this group of seals, I hope that we can all be counted in that number. Will any of us be canonized a saint? Probably not. But that shouldn't stop us to live and strive each and every day to be perfected and to live a holy life with the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that all of us, we hope, can be counted among their number.